I know I say this a lot, but it's because I mean it a lot. It's a privilege to stand here anytime, but standing here on Sunday mornings before you, it's an honor and a privilege, and I do not take it lightly. I think about it and pray about these moments every week. Those of you joining us online, you know, we consider you part of our family. Those of you in here today, you know, it's summertime, people on vacation, they're all family. Crown Point Church, this church, remember, not the building necessarily, but it is the building, but it's both, has an incredibly rich history and a legacy here in Kansas City that's long. And it's amazing. The people who've been healed here, saved here, discipled here, married in this building. A couple was telling me that they were the first wedding in here last week, the Shoaf's daughters. And celebrated, lives that have been celebrated right here. Life experience here, love, service, giving. I think about all the volunteering, the churches that we have helped over the years, the missions trips, the conferences, the trainings, the worship events. Some of you may not know this history. You're going to see a little glimpse of it in a minute. But this church started in 1934. It was called Gospel Center Assembly of God at 29th and Prospect in Kansas City. And in 1935, moved to 34th in Michigan, led by Reverend Range Ezell. Then 2 years later, L.R. Sturgis pastored for over 20 years. That's Joyce Taylor's grandfather. And he pastored the church for 20 years. It was during that time that they moved the church to 1515 Linwood, and then again at 35th in Brooklyn. And then on December 7th, 1941, you'll see a picture of this church. They opened a new building and then they renamed the church Paseo Assembly of God. It was on the Paseo. Then Reverend Paul Brewer came to lead the congregation. The congregation continued to grow, and they moved to a building on 41st and Harrison, and then named the church Central Assembly of God. And it was during those years that then the church was moved to 5600 Blue Ridge Cutoff in Raytown, just south of the stadiums. And it was during those years in 1974 that the Reverend Bill and then Eunice Newby came and were the pastors of the church for the next 40 years. Yes, you can give them a big hand. It's amazing. You may not be aware of this, maybe you are, but 40 years leading a church is rare. It's rare. That in and of itself is an incredible achievement, but it's more than that. During those years, not only is Pastor Newby a great leader, but a father, spiritual father to many. I look up to him that way, an advisor, a mentor. He led the district in many leadership capacities. And so he's going to come in a minute. Before he comes, he's going to tell us about how we got here. Before he does, we just wanted to give you a visual sampling of that.
It was about 10:30 on a warm July night in 1998. I was walking out of the Holiday Inn Express that's just up the street to bring the car around to pick up Eunice. As I took a few steps across the parking lot, the Holy Spirit clearly impressed me with, it's okay to move the church out here now. Later, I told Eunice about it. She got all excited. I told the staff about it. They got all excited. I told the board, and they didn't believe me, except for the possible exception of Pat Jobes. And when the Lord gave me that impression, he did not give a time. It's okay now. So we were in the waiting mode. One of the deacons said, well, if we're going to move, let's see if the Baptist Temple wants it. The Kansas City Baptist Temple is now known as Graceway. Was our neighbor across the street, and they'd been acquiring some property around us, is what precipitated that call. When I spoke to Baptist Temple, they said they wanted it. The reality of their financial position was that they were extended in buying residences and were unable to act on our property. We didn't hear from them for 3 years. Then in August of 2001, they called and asked for our board to meet with theirs. Now, August 2001 is 3 years after the Lord spoke. They said they wanted our property, which was about 10 acres and had the facility in which we worshiped, and they wanted it in October. This is in August. Through all the negotiations, they never mentioned the October date again. But I'll tell you, that 2 or 3 month deadline will get you in gear. In the years while nothing was moving on the sale of that property, we were discovering what was available in this area. We got grand tours. During that time, my assumption when the Lord spoke to me that night was that we would build in the space between the Holiday Inn Express and Bolin Road. However, looking at that, it was just open land. It was being developed. On paper, it had been approved, the whole deal with the city. As we continued to search the area, we became convinced that this property was where we were supposed to land. It was unbelievably rough. There were a couple of hills before you got to this ridge across here that was the high point where we are today. And I kept saying, well, it's a good location. And I didn't know how we were going to build on it. After they started pushing dirt around, I started to say, it's a good building site. One of our deacons had found the owner of this land and made contact. It was owned by an older lady who had considerable holdings in this area. My fantasy all the way through was that she would give that property to us, this property. She wanted $750,000 for it. Eunice and I called on her, and after a few minutes, she lowered the price to $50,000, and that is what we eventually paid. But when we negotiated with Kansas City Baptist Temple on our church property on Blue Ridge Cutoff, we settled on an appraisal on which we both agreed, plus 10%. We asked them to give us 2 years' rent for the 10%, and they agreed. The decisions about the design, the builder, and all the attendant details had to be made in the 2 years until the rent expired. Another keep your whatever in gear. Long sessions trying to get the plans to fit our needs and budget were really rather satisfying because we knew we were moving with the Lord and we just needed to keep our eyes on Him and we would get the details figured out. The capital campaign firm we engaged looked at our numbers and came back with suggested goals of the fundraising. The goals were too low. We doubled their goals and then exceeded those goals, our goals, in the end. We had our first service in this facility, May 18, 2003. God's hand was all over the whole thing.
Thank you, Pastor Newby. What amazes me about Pastor, this church, is a vision to reach people. It's never about a building. Buildings are just tools. And the whole idea is this helps us reach people. It's all about people. And I've been telling you for weeks, for months, for years, that there is a harvest coming, and I believe that with all my heart. I believe that more and more and more. Even as you see things happening in the world that seem that they might go against it, or attacks on the church from whether it's, you know, people are unbelievers, or even segments of the church attacking itself. I really believe this. I believe that's even part of God's plan, and he will use that. He will use that to raise up people who say, no, this is the way to salvation, and Christ is the only way. And as we point to him, that he is bringing in a foundation and harvest that we have yet to see. I believe that. And I don't believe that's just here for Kansas City. I believe that's for the entire world, that he is bringing in a harvest. And I believe that we are supposed to be part of that. And as we are part of that, it comes down always to people. Now, as a church, as a staff, as pastors, we're always looking for ways to do things better. We're always looking to do ways to do more. We're always looking for that. The fact is, our world is broken. You can't live in this world very long and not see that. You see that in crime. You see that in people's lives destroyed. You see that in addiction. You see that in things that people say or think are good for them, and then they destroy them. You see it all the time. Our world is broken. We're broken. Each one of us are broken. It's not as if we're looking at the world and saying, we got it all together, you need to come be like us. What we're saying is, he has it all together, come along with us as we become more like him. That's what we're actually saying. The fact is, everyone has sinned. Everyone is broken and done something that has separated themselves from God. And the fact is, he paid the price for us. He's the one who took all of that and said, I will take it on me. You guys, you know these scriptures as well as I do. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 5:8, even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And you know this, when Jesus was sitting there with Nicodemus, and Nicodemus was saying, what do I need to do? And Jesus said, you need to be born again. And then in John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes will not perish, but have everlasting life. And then what he did is he took that message and he handed that off to his disciples, and then they handed it off to their disciples, and here we are 2,000 years later. And he uses people like you to reach people like you. That's what he does. And we use a facility and a building like this to reach more people. It helps us to do events and different things that we need to do. It's all about getting that message to a dying world, and they need to hear it from us. I don't know if you've thought about this. The church, and again, I'm talking about not just the building, but the people. Have you ever wondered, maybe an analogy, is it kind of like a cruise ship? I mean, do we invite people into this nice place and say, hey, come on in, we got good air conditioning, and most of the time, right? We just say, kind of enjoy, and we'll paddle for you, and you can eat all you want. Have you ever been on a cruise? It's okay, that's just not quite the right analogy. Another mistaken analogy might be the battleship, because it's not as if we're paddling around and shooting people who are out in the sea still. It's really a lot more like a hospital ship. Here's how it should work. We all are part of the redemption plan. And we all take part. Some of us it's to paddle, some of us it's to meet the needs, but all of us are supposed to be going out into a hurting world and saving people that are literally drowning. Now, in some cases, they don't realize they're hurting. They basically look at us and they say, no, I'm fine over here, while the water is coming up and covering their necks. They just don't see it yet. It's so comfortable. They don't realize it. But you have the answers to life. So this hospital ship takes a lot of people to paddle. It's something that every one of us needs to move. Something that slows us down. I've talked about it the last few weeks. Every month is this thing called a mortgage. This mortgage, it's about $10,000 a month. And it's worth the money. I'm not saying that. You saw the building as it was being built, and you heard Pastor Newby talk about God being in this place. We don't regret having this at all. The thing is, we want to see the mortgage itself, that money that right now we pay in house payments, we want to see that money go into ministry. That's what we want to see. So if you take that number, 10,000, I just ran some numbers just goofing around here a little bit. If you were to take 10,000 a month, you know some things you could do with that? You could actually pay two more staff members full time. You could do something like this. Right now, we put about 5,000 a month in missions. So not that we would put the whole 10,000 into that, but you could. That would triple our missions giving. Or we could take the missionaries we have now and just double what we pay each one of them. Or we could add 400 missionaries at 25 a month. That's amazing. The impact. Think about the impact that that would have on the kingdom, where right now it just goes to the bank. And it's not like we don't owe them the money. We do. I'm not going to regret it. I'm just saying it could be affecting ministry, where right now it's just something that goes in the bank. Think about the outreach we could do in our community, the things we could do. You know, we've been doing this for a long time as a church. We decided to start putting money into a maintenance account because we wanted to be good stewards of God's money, because just like your house, like if your AC goes down, you know how big of a hit that is on your budget. Well, here, multiply that by 15 ACs and they're bigger, let me just say. So when one of those goes down, it's a big deal. So as a church, we've been thinking about that. And, you know, our parking lot needs to be resurfaced. We know that, just the covering out there. We know that. We have some concrete work that needs to be done. We've been budgeting for that. And as we've talked about, you know, here we are up on this hill, and a lot of times you have to explain people. I had to do this again this week. I was talking to somebody about where the church is, and they kept saying, was it this building? No. And then they said, oh, that thing on the hill that looks like an office? Yes, that is us, and it's a church. So you know that we are investing in signs. You know what I was thinking about this week? It kind of reminded me of Horton Hears a Who. You guys remember that story? Yeah. Dr. Seuss. We are here, we are here, we are here, we are here. What are we here for? We're here to affect a community. And if they don't know we're here, then we need to make sure they know we're here. That's one of the reasons why we're investing in that sign, so that people say, oh, goodness gracious, that's Crown Point Church. I've heard that name. Now I know where it is. Think about the things that we could do. Right now, we do outreach. Our fall festival has traditionally been our biggest outreach we do. We're literally over 1,000 people have been on this campus. 1,000 people from the neighborhood. Yes, they're coming for candy and for the kids to have a good time, but when they are here, they are in this place, and it's easier for them to come back to this place because they've already been inside. And they've already been loved on by you. The weather spotter training is the same thing. All the different events that we've hosted over the years, even the homeschool association we hosted for years, you know, the preschool that we do. The whole reason we did a preschool is we looked at this neighborhood and said, how can we minister to this neighborhood? They don't really need a shoe drive here. They don't need a feeding program here. But what we can do is if we can provide a really good quality preschool where they learn about Jesus, and we've had people join the church through that ministry, that's why we did it in the first place. Think about all the other things. You know, we host so many events here. We host If Not For Grace, you know, a ministry to those who have been wounded by abortion. We've hosted car shows, Easter outreaches, first responder, financial, all those things. You know, last year we gave $3,000 at Thanksgiving to a local food pantry, and then at Christmas, $5,000 to a women's shelter. And imagine being able to do that when God puts it on our hearts to minister to people and needs and organizations. It would insulate us from the fluctuations in the economy. More ministry, more outreaches, more serving. That's it. That's God's heart, is more of that. So that's the why, and that's some of the what that we want to do. So you're probably sitting here thinking, how are we going to do this? Anybody wondering the how? Okay, well, guess what? We've got Jason Kurtz. He's one of our board members. He's going to come out, and he's going to share some of that with you right now.
Thank you, Pastor. Good morning, church. Thanks for being here with us this morning. It really is an exciting day, and I apologize, camera folks. I'm a little bit of a mover. This is a really wonderful day and a chance for us to impact not only each and every person in this room, but those kids in that kids' wing and the people out in our communities in a special, special way. And as Pastor Dennis and Pastor Newby talked about this morning, the last thing that we want in our way when we're feeling the call of God is we don't want to be having that financial restriction or that financial burden. Okay, you all as a church have been a tremendously giving church, and this opportunity that we have are putting in place today is just going to help us have that freedom for when we continue to hear God's call as that harvest is coming in, that we're going to be able to answer that for him. And so today, just want to spend a few minutes talking about some of the fun numbers with you. So right now, we owe about $1.4 million on our loan. Now, this original spot has been paid off for years, but this is for the Kids Wing project, okay? Our goal is to pay this off by the end of our 20th anniversary here on the Hill in 2023, okay? And that's our challenge for this church this morning. To do so, to pay $1.4 million off by the end of our 20th anniversary, we're going to need to average about $51,000 a month in payments, where it sits at today. Based on about 125 giving units or giving families in our church currently, that's a rough number, that's about an extra $407 a month in giving. Now, that may sound like a lot, and it is. And one of the neat things about my profession and working with individuals and families is every single client of mine is in a different space. Okay, every single one of us is in a different place financially, within our life stages, etc. We understand that. And so one of the things as we talk about this anniversary, we wanted to kind of make it a challenge and a fun tie-in to this anniversary. And, okay, how can my dollars go towards helping us accomplish this mission? So let's think off. 2023 is our 20th anniversary. We're trying to pay this off. If you were to pay $23 a month, okay, every time you pay your rent or your mortgage payment, all right, that's going to be $667 between now, okay, and the time of the end of this project. If you were to pay $23 every time you got paid, okay, we're looking $46 a month. That's going to add up. If you were to pay $23 a week, or excuse me, a week every time you show up here on Sunday, the difference that can make. If you were to pay $23 a day, every morning God gave us the breath to wake up in the morning, okay, what a huge difference that would make. What if you decided, hey, it's our blessing, we pay $23 every time I brush my teeth, twice a day. Some of you, we may want to do that a little more frequently. What we put those out there for is if we were to have 20 folks at each of those levels, every month, every week, twice a week, etc., if we had 20 givers in each of those commitment levels, by the end of this time frame, that covers the $1.4 million that we have left on this loan. And that's only 100 giving units. We have well over 125 giving units here. So what I share that for, this giving that we're looking to take on, this challenge, this mission of financial freedom, of impacting tomorrow today, we're asking for sacrificial giving. And what we want to encourage you to do, and Cody's going to talk a little bit more about this, but we want to encourage you and your families to spend a ton of time in prayer about this, okay? We have a tremendous giving church community here, and we understand the freedom that this can give us, as Dennis mentioned, to serve in a deeper way. So we challenge you to be praying and be mindful about the sacrificial giving that this includes. You know, one of the things that we're going to do to keep this top of mind for you and allow you to rally behind us is we're going to have a Giving Sunday on the third Sunday of every month, okay? That's going to be an opportunity where we're going to do some special collections. We're going to hear from some different members of the congregation throughout the months ahead, and that's going to be a really special opportunity on the third Sunday of each month. We're calling our Giving Sundays. We're going to give progress and updates because like most of you, maybe like most of you are like me, I'm a pretty competitive person. We like to see how we're progressing when we have a goal out there, okay? We're going to give you those updates every single Giving Sunday. Cody, I'm going to turn it over to you here, and he's going to come out and talk a little bit about being intentional and talking about some of those commitment opportunities that we have. One last thing that I'll mention, there's several of us here in the church that are in this financial industry. Along the way, we're going to have some opportunities to talk about specific types of giving, such as, you know, required distributions for those of you that are retired with your IRAs, et cetera. And so more of that information to be coming that will allow you to understand some of the opportunities that you can help impact this as well. Thanks for your time this morning.
Morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Sounds like a big number, right? And I know everybody's asking right now themselves, like, how are we going to impact tomorrow today? Right? How can we impact tomorrow today? And I've got some good news. this is day one. Is this the first time that a lot of you are hearing about this, correct? I'm not great at math, but we're knocking on the door already of $100,000 committed towards this project, right? That's a big number. It's not as big as 1.4, but that's a big number, right? Except I'm no accountant, but that's a 14th of the way there, day one. That's the type of commitment that we have at our church and the kind of people that we spend time with. This is our community. And that to me just blew me away. So we know, you know, we're looking at a commitment of, you know, $51,000 a month. That's a lot of money. But guys, it's a goal. It's a goal and a promise between you and God. It's not set in stone. That's what, have we all been impacted here when we've tithed? When we step out in faith, does that get paid back to us more than we put out and out of nowhere? And I'm excited. So what we want to outline today is with this commitment between you and God, we want you to go home and we want you to pray. Pray with your family and just really seek God's will on what he's asking you to do. Trust him. Then come back, because what we really want to kick off is within the next 3 weeks, we would like to have paid at least $23,000 towards our 23 vision of impacting tomorrow today. So that's the challenge that we have. Now, you can give monthly. You can give daily if you really want to. We can do it online. We can do it like we tithe. That's all the logistical stuff that we can work, you know, we have worked out. That's no big deal. We're asking you today to really go home, get into prayer with God, and just see what he's laying on your heart. So would you all join with me in prayer real quick? Father, we come before you today, and we just seek your will. We ask that you lay on our hearts exactly what you want for us. We as a church always want to move forward with exactly your plan and your desires, Lord. And we just seek that guidance and just pray for that conviction on our hearts that is exactly what you want. Not of our flesh or anything or our pride, but exactly what you want for our church and the greater community, not just here in Lee Summit, not just here in Kansas City, but around the world, on what this could do to impact lives for you. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you all the glory. In your name we pray. Amen. So guys, if it's laid on your heart today, there's a box in the back just like for offering. You're more than welcome to fill out a commitment card and drop it in there. But if not, go home and really seek him out. So I'm going to give it to Dennis and close it out. Thank you.
Thank you, Cody. I appreciate this board and the leadership and the excitement about this going forward. I'm very excited about this. To me, it's just amazing, the opportunities. I'm going to ask you to stand as we close this morning. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for joining us online. And by the way, online, you can easily participate. If you go to our giving page, if you hit give, our website, if you go to give, there will be two options on there. One of them says give. The other one says impact. And that stands for us as we're going to impact tomorrow today. That's what we're accomplishing here. Before I let you go, before I pray over you to dismiss you today, again, as Cody said, if God puts it on your heart right now, you're welcome to do that and put it in our tithe box at the back of the room. I want to mention this as well. We do have a business meeting immediately after the service. Going to give you a little bit of a break. And if you absolutely need a little sugar break, because I know lunch is so close. But we do have some donut holes out there in the coffee shop for you if you have something like that. But I'd like you to come back into the room in about 5 minutes. If you have kids in the kids area, you've probably already told them, and they're going to hold the kids for the business meeting. When you come back in for the business meeting, if we could have members sit in this section right here, everybody else is welcome to attend and be part of the meeting. But the voting members, if we could just have you sit right here. God bless you. Father, thank you for this day today. God, thank you for vision. Thank you for dreams and things that are beyond us. We just want to be part of what you are doing. We know that you are a big God and you love your world and you want to see people come to know you. We want to be part of that. We thank you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here today. We want to also thank Heartland Teen Challenge for being here today. If you get a chance to say hi to some of these guys, welcome them. Have a great day.